Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, man, I'm eating some of these Better Made Sweet Heat barbecue chips, man. These things are addicting.
They're addicting.
Dude. Yeah, it's a good thing you brought some beer with us today because you want to wash these things down. They got a little bite on the back end.
But just right.
Right.
Not too much. And this is what I think what Better Made is asking us to promote right now. But rather than us blathering on about it.
Right.
We have the original. We got the real deal. Sal Cipriano, Better Made, the owner, and quite a guy on the phone. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, I trashed that bag the other day when I was there, and now we're working on a fresh one right now. And even our producer Brian is pleased because he loves barbecue potato chips, and I wasn't blowing smoke.
Those are awesome, aren't they?
They're just different. They're not over
sweet
anything.
Sweet Southern barbecue.
Yeah, you've got to have a big bag of them though, because you're gonna go through some quantity.
That's like saying you got to have a six pack of beers to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, but it sure helps.
Right. Right, Sal. The marketing guys brought me a few cases of chips. And I put a few of them out at my office, and I've got a warehouse guys and a sales organization, and I think they went through those things in like 15 minutes, like 40 bags of those little chips. They're everybody ranting and raving about them. They're so good, man, so good.
Yeah, well, we thrive on quality. You know, we're not the biggest company in the world, nor do we want to be. We want to be known as the best company.
Well, I wouldn't be talking down your size, because I was there this week and I had to drive around a couple of blocks to get into your back door. So it's quite the enterprise you have there. And
it took us. Let's see, we only been in business since the late 20s, so it took a little few years to get to this point.
Yeah, so you're a 90-year-old company. That's pretty awesome. I wanted to talk a little bit more about this this Sal guy, and what makes this company. You and I had some great conversations, and I think one of the things we really agreed heavily on was the rebirth of Detroit.
It's coming back. Well, you know, we're a manufacturing city and state. You know, and we do a lot of manufacturing in our automobile industry. Just some of the things that we make here. I mean, it's a heartthrob. It's sort of like the heart of the country.
And
you know, we're not going to stay down for long.
Yeah. Well, I could tell by all the road construction everywhere. They're just rebuilding streets and buildings are going up, and it's something else to see. But you and I have a common passion, several apparently. And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed. I could have sat there. If we would have had some beer, I'd have stayed longer. But
next time, huh?
Okay. I want to talk about one
careful
of your passions.
What you ask for, Sal. It's like feeding a neighbor's cat. I'm just saying.
It's but you know, deer season's coming up, and now's when the gun fever really happens, and you have quite a passion for guns.
Well, I'm a collector, yes. I'm not a shooter. I'm not a hunter. I just like collecting them. I think they're awesome things, you know. And I don't know. It's you're looked down on today if you have guns, you know. Well, my dad gave me a .22 short rifle when I was 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
Yeah, if you do that today, and oh my God, they'll send you to jail.
Well, only the news media and the people that seem to control a lot of media want to talk it down. But your average American is still the same guy.
Yeah, I realize that. But God, they're building such a barrier to, you know, everyday American life. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you'll do better if you just don't watch CNN.
Well, I never do.
So what's your favorite gun?
Well, I like, you know, target practicing with a .22 long rifle, you know, something cheap. I have bigger weapons, but I never fire them. You know, they're expensive, and I just like looking at them, collecting them. I also collect antique cars. So
yeah, and you're in the right town to do that.
I'm pretty well rounded in collection.
Yeah. So Sal, what's your collection look like? I don't want to get into the weeds on it, but what types of cars, what brands of cars are your favorite?
Well, I like high performance cars, and I also like real early antiques. Like, I specialize in the antique cars, 9, 10, 11, 12, the brass era Model Ts.
Cool.
And they are just simply gorgeous. The brass looks like gold. You have brass lamps, brass taillights, brass headlights.
Isn't that amazing?
And that, I got a 1910 Model T coupe. They made Model T coupes from 9, 10, and 11, but there was only 297 of them built because they were rather expensive compared to the open roadster. And there's only like 7 of them in existence today.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool. Well, yeah. You shared with me another passion, and that was for AK-47s.
Oh, yeah, I like the AKs. They're the gun of the world, you know. It's a fascinating design, designed in Russia. And, I mean, every country that's given the world hell has got AKs, you know.
That's true. They are pretty foolproof. As we learned in Vietnam, when our M16s were jamming in the mud, the AKs would just slog on through it.
Throw them in the water, pick them up, and start shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I I'm not out to hunt or anything. I just like collecting them, you know.
Yeah, and that's the fun part of guns. And I told you that Henry Repeating Arms is a partner for the show. And
that's a great rifle.
Yeah, Jop and I each have a beautiful Henry brass octagon weapon.
I like
that
the brass
is
on them
so
every night.
Yeah.
That would be the period of the early Model Ts, the all brass.
How about your favorite muscle car?
I have a few of them. I like the Chevys. I like this new Dodge Demon. I mean, that's a totally awesome car. That's a race car, basically, an $85,000 over-the-counter race car.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and then some of the foreign cars again. I don't like the real expensive cars. They're just out of my league, you know. I'm a down-to-earth Detroit boy.
So do you have a Chevy Chevelle?
I did. No, I had a 61 Chevy bubble hardtop that I got from Arizona. It was a California car, and I restored it. I put a big 509 big block in it.
Oh.
And it was a beautiful car, but I couldn't drive it because it was too nice, so I wound up selling it. I didn't want to hurt the value of the car, you know, in Michigan.
Right. Yeah, so, that's a good point.
Right now I'm working on a Mini Cooper, a turbocharged Mini Cooper, 6-speed on the floor with a box full of Better Made Chips in the back.
There you go.
Well, Sal Cipriano, Better Made Chips, we want to tell people to get out there and try your products. They're all over the Great Lakes.
Product. You got to try the new one. Just like you guys are totally engrossed in it today because you hadn't tried it before.
Right.
That's the reaction you're going to get from everybody who tries it.
Southern style sweet heat barbecue from Better Made in your grocery store. You're hearing it from Sal Cipriano, the owner of the company, and just a good guy, a good East Detroit paisano.
You got to tell them if your favorite store that sells Better Made doesn't have it, just ask them for it. The drivers can get it.
Yeah. All right, sir. You have yourself a great weekend.
You two guys, don't burn the meat on the grill.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Will do. Have a good weekend,
Sal. All
right.
You too.
Coming up next, you can't have barbecue chips without beer. Maybe I shouldn't. Anyway, stick with us. We'll be back.